Happy Turkey Day from all of us at SB Nation Radio. Here's Barry Warner.
Without any further ado, let us go to our man with SB Nation in the Twin Cities, Eric Thompson. Eric, thank you for taking time on this holiday to visit with us on our SB Nation show.
Thanks for having me on, Barry. Just making the commute to the in-laws, so got some time.
Got some time that we appreciate. And how surprised are you at the way that Case Keenum has gone from, he's just the third string backup to the man?
It has been pretty incredible, especially this last six games of the winning streak that the Vikings have enjoyed. He's been, with Teddy Bridgewater back, I think that was what most Vikings fans wanted. And now that he's basically back and healthy, you can't make the switch just because Keenum is playing so well. And I don't think it's just him. The Vikings have some great wide receivers, and that defense is playing really well lately. But, yeah, Keenum's performance is one of the biggest surprises, not only for the Vikings, I think, in the NFL this season.
Well, he's a guy who, obviously, I watch closely since his days at the University of Houston and also here with the Houston Texans. And Gary Kubiak fell in love with the kid. I mean, Kubes, I think, lived vicariously through him because they were basically smaller guys, overachievers. Gary was about 2 inches bigger than Case. But I never saw Case as anything more than a backup quarterback. And it seems to me, as I watch the tape on NFL Rewind, he is playing much bigger than his size.
Yeah, I think that's one of the knocks coming out. I mean, he put up just about every record you could in the NCAA and when he was at the University of Houston. But, yeah, that the kind of knock on him was the size and his arm strength. And, again, his arm strength is not the top of the NFL class by any means. But I think offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur has done an excellent job this season of basically playing to his quarterback strength. Keenum still goes deep every once in a while, but he still, when you have receivers like Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs getting as wide open as they are so often this season, it's pretty incredible that Case is doing what he is in the NFL this year.
Tell me about the fifth-round draft choice out of Maryland, Stephon Diggs.
It's another guy. I mean, it's funny. You look at the stars of this offense. You have Case Keenum, who's undrafted, Adam Thielen, who is undrafted and basically only got a try. The Vikings, because he went to the college where they have training camp at Minnesota State Mankato. And then Stephon Diggs, who the Vikings drafted kind of more as a returner more than anything, turns out to be one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. Of course, he's been banged up a little bit with that groin injury. But when he's healthy, that duo of Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs is one of the best 1-2 combos in the league.
And Riley Reiff has been a great addition to that team up front, taking care of the backside. Tell us a little bit about the kid from Iowa.
Yeah, that's been another really big part. I think actually the biggest part of the offensive turnaround that the Vikings have had this year is the additions that they made in the offensive line. If you watched any of the Vikings last year, you know that part of the, you know, after the 5-0 start, their 8-8 collapse, the biggest culprit was the offensive line. When you have players like T.J. Clemmings starting at right tackle, even Matt Khalil before he went down was really struggling. And just the bookends that the Vikings added in Riley Reiff at that left tackle and Mike Remmers, who sounds like he might be coming back here today to play after missing a couple games of concussion, those really weren't the biggest signings. There are a lot of bigger names out there in free agency a lot of Vikings fans wanted. But Reiff hasn't allowed a sack, according to Pro Football Focus this season, in hundreds and hundreds of pass protection snaps. Remmers has been playing a lot better than expected. And just you can see the fact that they've gone from to one of the worst offensive lines in the league to one of the, probably above average, at the very least, offensive lines has been a big part of their turnaround.
All right. Rick Spielman has done a terrific job in taking the roster, churning it, making some additions. I applauded him a couple of years ago when he took the kid out of Mississippi State in Laquan Treadwell. But what in the hell has happened to him? I thought he would be a top-tier receiver.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what we thought of him coming out of Ole Miss as well, as a first-round pick. He was, you know, the Vikings definitely needed a receiver in that draft. And it's, I think it's a combination of Treadwell really wasn't that healthy at the beginning of, or for a large part of last season. And then just with the emergence of Diggs and Thielen, it's really hard to get snaps and basically look from Keenum in the quarterback when you have that with those two in front of you. So, again, it's a little bit of a disappointment just because, you know, you've heard a couple things. I think this year has been a little better. He's getting on the field more. Has a handful of catches rather than just the one for 15 yards he had his rookie season. You've heard rumblings a couple times about his attitude. It seems like that's improving a little bit. I still wouldn't, you know, call him a bust yet, but it has been disappointing overall to see someone drafted that high really not making a huge impact on the offense yet.
One guy who has not been a bust, and that's been Anthony Barr out of UCLA. There's a kid who was a two-way player for the Bruins, and he is fun to watch on the strong side.
Yeah, he has been. It's been last year, for whatever reason, he just kind of struggled. Missed a lot of tackles. Didn't seem like he was super comfortable in coverage. Personally, I think that might have been just him being a little more banged up than the team was letting on. But this year, it's been a huge bounce back season for him. He is one of those guys that can do just about everything. He never has to come off the field. He's pretty good at coverage. He's one of the best blitzers up the middle as far as 4-3 linebacker goes. And he's tackling much better this season. He's been a really big part of the how strong this Vikings defense has been in 2017.
I have a problem when I watch the Vikings.
What's that?
I can't take my eyes off of number 22, Harrison Smith, the safety out of Notre Dame. I mean, this guy is an old-school player, and he just reminds me of a guy that could have played with the Purple People Eaters. He could have played in any era. Is he the fulcrum to that defense?
Absolutely. I mean, you hit it right on the head. He is one of the classic throwback center field safeties. He can do just about anything. He's really good at coming up and helping stop the run, really good at playing that kind of center fielder and directing the back end of that secondary when he's back there. And for my money, I would not take – I know the fans in Seattle might have something to say about Earl Thomas, but for my money, I would take Harrison Smith over any other safety in the NFL today.
Now, have you ever been invited to fly with Harrison Smith? Because while some guys play golf or, in your case, go ice fishing, this guy takes to the air.
Yeah, it seems a relatively new habit, I think, for him. I think he has his full pilot's license now and everything. I have not had the chance. I think if he asked me, I'd probably, you know, give him an interview up in the air or something like that. But yeah, it's a pretty cool hobby for him. It kind of makes sense, though, because he flies all over the field, so why not fly around the sky, too?
All righty. The story, and it's a personal story because I've known Zim since he was coaching in Dallas. But the tragedy that he went through, losing his wife, then almost losing his eyesight. And he has been so cavalier about it. But how much of a change psychologically have you seen with Mike now that he was cleared to coach, where 6 months ago, 7 months ago, that was an iffy situation?
Yeah, I mean, it was really scary when you're having that many surgeries on your eye and basically no sight out of it for so long. It really kind of made a lot of us doubt his future as an NFL coach. But every time that anyone ever talked to Zimmer, his confidence never wavered. He basically said, I think he's been quoted saying he'd go out there and coach with one eye anyways. He's like, all right, coach, pump the brakes a little bit. Your health should come first. But yeah, I mean, Zimmer, I'm sure from what you know of him, if you made a head coach out of central casting in Hollywood, you'd come up with someone like Zimmer. He is just the complete prototype of an NFL coach. And he could run for governor right now in Minnesota and win in a landslide. We really like him here in Minnesota.
Are Minnesota fans going to see Teddy Bridgewater again this season?
Well, that's the literally millions of dollars question. I would really like to see, if not only just to see kind of where he's at, you know, after such a devastating knee injury. All the reports and everything we've seen film-wise, at least just from practice, seems like he's back and 100%, maybe actually put on a few pounds of muscle as well. But again, the way that Case Keenum is playing, you can't really justify throwing him out there as a starter right now just because the team is rolling so well with him. And it's one of those things where I would never wish for the team to do poorly just so Teddy can get out there. The ideal situation would be, you know, maybe even something like on a game like today, the Vikings play well enough where they can get Teddy in for some snaps when they're up by two or three touchdowns. I don't think that'll happen because the Lions are a pretty good opponent. And they've kind of had the Vikings number lately. But it's with all the quarterbacks currently on the Vikings roster right now aren't secured contract-wise in 2018. So just to see at least a glimpse of what Teddy is able to do just for to make some really big decisions for the quarterback position in the future would be nice. But again, you can't argue with the results that Case Keenum has been putting up lately.
Eric Thompson, SB Nation in the Twin Cities, thanks so much, and enjoy your turkey and the game, my friend.
All right, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for having me on, Barry.
Well, it's our pleasure. When we return, more talk right here, where? On SB Nation.